Oh my god, I can't believe my little brother's married.
What?
No way!
Guys, why didn't you tell me you were eloping?
Because it just sort of happened. You know, we were at the courthouse, we were having lunch.
Wait, why were you at the courthouse?
We were having lunch. Yeah, and then all of a sudden we were like, hey, you know, we're here, we're having lunch, let's get married, right?
Wow, a year and a half ago, I didn't even know I had a brother. Now I have a sister, too. Oh, it's so great. Oh. Okay. Okay. Stop it, don't. So, ooh, I'm going to get you a gift now. Is there anything you need?
Yeah.
We've been trying to get pregnant pretty much ever since we got engaged. Thought that would get a jump on things. You know, no one's getting any younger.
Because the thing is, we're not able to, you know, conceive, you know.
And we've tried everything. We've seen a bunch of doctors.
Yeah, and they say that their only chance to have a baby is that if they take my sperm, her egg, and put it together in a dish, and then put it into another girl. So we were wondering if you could be the girl that we could put it into.
It's a really nice gift. I was thinking of like a gravy boat.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Job's a joke, broke, your love, that's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, you're most in your ear. But I'll be there for you.
Guys, check it out. Guess what job I just got?
I don't know, but Donald Trump wants his blue blazer black.
What? Blue blazer back. He wants it back.
But you said black. Why would he want his blue blazer black?
Well, you know what I meant.
No, you messed it up. You're stupid.
So what job did you get, Joe?
Tour guide at the museum. Yeah, Ross got it for me.
Well, how can you be a tour guide? I mean, don't you have to be a dinosaur expert or something?
No, not really. They give you all the information. It's like memorizing a script. Yeah. And on your left, you have Tyrannosaurus Rex, a carnivore from the Jurassic period.
Hey!
That's very nice.
Yeah, actually, Joey, it's the Cretaceous period.
Yeah, but I can pronounce Jurassic.
Hey! Guess what? Frank Jr. and Alice got married.
Oh my God!
And they're gonna have a baby. And they want me to grow it for them in my uterus.
My God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You really thinking of having sex with your brother?
It's her. It's her egg and his sperm, and I'm just the oven. It's totally their bun.
What did you tell them?
Well, they said that I had to think about it first. But what is there to think of? I'm gonna be giving someone the greatest gift you can possibly give.
You're gonna carry their child and get them a Sony PlayStation?
Honey, this really is an incredible thing to do for them. But there are things to think about.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be pregnant.
Pregnant.
I know.
Thebes, you're talking about putting your body through an awful lot. I mean, morning sickness, labor, and it's all for somebody else.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, the stuff I just mentioned.
Wow, I don't know if I could ever do that. You know, I always figured the first time I had a baby, it would be with someone I love, and that baby was, you know, a keeper.
You guys were a lot more supportive when I wanted to make denim furniture.
No, please, listen, if you decide to do this, we'll be supportive like crazy.
Yeah. We just want you to think it through.
Yeah, honey, maybe you can talk to somebody who's had a baby. Like your mom. My mom never gave birth. Oh, but my birth mom did.
I love this tushy.
Take it to work with me?
Yeah, sure. It's not mine anyway. Came with the pants.
Oh.
I am so jealous. You guys are really just right there, aren't you?
Yes. Right where?
Beginning where, you know, it's all sex and talking and sex and talking. And...
yeah, you gotta love the talking.
And the sex?
All right, we haven't had sex yet. Okay, but what's the big deal? You know, this is special, and I want our love to grow before we move on to the next level.
Oh, Chandler, that is so nice.
That is really nice. Lying? No way is that the reason.
Why? Just because you're not mature enough to understand something like that?
No, he's right. I'm totally lying.
Then what is it?
Well, Kathy's last boyfriend was Joey.
And you're afraid you won't be able to fill his shoes.
No, I'm afraid I won't be able to make love as well as him.
Yeah, I was going for the metaphor.
Yes, and I was saying the actual words.
Well, big deal. So Joey's had a lot of girlfriends. It doesn't mean that he's great in bed.
We share a wall. So either he's great in bed or she just liked to agree with him a lot.
Sweetie, with you, it's going to be different. The sex is going to be great because you guys are in love.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just go for it, Chandler.
Yeah, you should. Come on. Really.
All right. I'll sleep with my girlfriend. But I'm just doing it for you guys.
Okay, now the mastodon is from the semi-late Jurassic period.
Is it the mastodon from the Pliocene epoch?
This is a museum, no talking. Okay. Right down here we have a large foot. And over here we have Ross Geller. Everyone wave hi to Ross. Ross is one of our most important scientists. Look at him, hard at work. Okay, moving right along. Come on.
It's open. Come in. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay.
It gave me time to finish glazing my nipples. Wow. Truly go all out when you're expecting company. No, I was working on my pottery.
Oh, I didn't know that you did pot.
Well, yeah, mostly nudes. It combines my two passions, pottery and erotica.
Oh,
erotery. Hey! Okay. Well, thanks for coming out to see me. I just thought it would be a very good idea to talk about this baby stuff in person, you know.
Okay.
I really don't think it's a very good idea, Phoebe.
Why not?
Well, because you'd be giving up a baby. And I don't know if there's anything that I could say that could make you understand the pain of giving up a baby. So,
Oh, no, I understand the pain. Don't hurt the puppy.
No, the puppy is yours.
Oh, I get a puppy?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, but for only 3 days.
Why?
Well, you know, I realize that I don't have any right to start getting all parenty on you and everything now, but, Phoebe, would you please look at me and not the puppy? It's great for me. Okay. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I gave up 2 babies. And I only wish that I had someone there who had given up babies and could have told me how terrible it is to give up babies. I just think that it would be something that you would regret every single day for the rest of your life. So however hard it is for you to give up this puppy, well, it would be like a million times harder to give up a child. I really shouldn't have given you the puppy first.
Would you mind sitting there? I'm saving the seat for my friend Ross.
You mean Dr. Geller?
Doctor? Well, I didn't know he had a nickname.
Oh, he won't sit here. Only the people in the white coats sit over there. And only the people in the blue blazers sit over here.
Well, how come?
That's just the way it is.
That's crazy.
Maybe it's crazy in a perfect world. A world without lab coats and blazers. But you're not in a perfect world. You in a museum now. See that scientist with the glasses? He and I used to play together all the time in grade school. But now... Peter! Hey, Peter! It's me, Rhonda, from PS-129. I shared my pudding with you, man. I gave you my snack pack. See? He pretend he don't even hear me.
I think everybody's pretending they don't hear you. Anyway, look, I don't know about you and your jackets and your separate tables, but Ross is one of my best friends. And if I save him a seat, I'm telling you, he will sit in it. Ross, over here, man. I saved your seat.
That's okay. I'm cool over here. I'll catch up with you later, Joy.
Oh, this is saved. Gift shop.
Hey, I'm really, really sorry about what happened in the cafeteria today.
It's no big deal. You know, you do what you gotta do, right?
No, hey, it's not just me. I mean, the scientists and the tour guides never sit together.
Whatever.
It's like that everywhere, Joey. Okay, Mom, back me up here. Where you work, the waiters eat with the waiters, right? And the chefs eat with the other chefs, right?
I eat by myself in the alley because everybody hates me.
Look, Russ, really, it's no big deal. You know, you wear a white coat, I wear a blue blazer. That means we can't be friends at work, then so be it. You know, hey, I understand, you know? Hey, when I'm in a play and you're in the audience, I don't talk to you, right? So it's, you know, it's cool. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, when we're in the audience, he doesn't talk to us, but he does wave.
Hi. Why is Phoebe singing to Carl Malden?
I think it's time for Puppy to go out again. Come on, let's go to the balcony.
What?
The street. Come on, let's go to the street. Oh, listen, don't go on the balcony until after I get back.
So, did you do it?
Yes, we had the sex.
Uh-oh. It was bad?
It was fine, you know, but she didn't agree with me as strongly as she agreed with Joey. She was more like, oh, I see your point, I'm all right with it.
It was the first time, you know, there's not always a lot of agreement the first time.
Yeah, not for girls anyway. Guys agree like that.
Look, you have to help me, okay? I mean, I know what to do with a woman. You know, I know where everything goes. It's always nice. But I need to know what makes it go from nice to, my God, somebody's killing her in there.
All right, I'm going to show you something a lot of guys don't know. Ray, give me that pad, please. All right. Now.
Well, you don't have to draw an actual... Whoa, she's hot.
Now, everybody knows the basic erogenous zones. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
There are 7.
Let me see that. Oh, yeah.
That's one?
Kind of an important one.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at it upside down.
Well, you know, sometimes that helps.
Okay, now, most guys will hit 1, 2, 3 and then go to 7 and set up camp.
That's bad?
Well, if you go to Disneyland, you don't spend the whole day on the Matterhorn.
Well, you might if it were anything like 7.
The important thing is to take your time. You want to hit them all, and you want to mix them up. You got to keep them on their toes.
Oh, toes!
Yeah,
for some people.
All right. You could start out with a little one, a two, a one, two, three, a three, a five, a four, a three, two, two, a two, four, six, two, four, six, four, two, two, four, seven, five, seven, six, seven, 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 seven.
Dr. Geller, there's a seat over here.
Thank you, Dr. Phillips. But I'm having my lunch at this table, here in the middle. I'm having my lunch right here with my good friend Joey, if he'll sit with me.
I will sit with you, Dr. Geller.
You know, we work in a museum of natural history, and yet there is something unnatural about the way we eat lunch. Now, I look around this cafeteria, and you know what I see? I see division. Division between people in white coats and people in blue blazers. And I ask myself, my God, why? Now, I say we shed these coats that separate us. And we get to know the people underneath. I'm Ross. I'm divorced, and I have a kid.
I'm Joey. I'm an actor. I don't know squat about dinosaurs.
I'm Ted, and I just moved here a month ago, and New York really scares me.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, you hang in there, Teddy.
I'm Andrew, and I didn't pay for this pair.
Okay, good for you.
I'm Rhonda, and these aren't real.
Wow, Rhonda.
I'm Scott.
Yeah, okay, Scott.
And I need to flip the light switch on and off 17 times before I leave a room where my family will die.
My mom's going to be here any minute. I can't do this. I can't give him up. Oh, yes, no, I can. I don't want to. But I can. No.
Oh, I can't watch this. It's like Sophie's Choice. No one ever saw that. Oh, it was only okay.
I can't do this. My mom was right. If I can't give him up, then there's no way I can give up a little baby. Oh, God, Frank and Alice are going to be so crushed. What else can I give him? A kidney.
We were just in the neighborhood, so...
Yeah, so we just thought we'd stop by and let you know that there's still no pressure.
None. But if there was something you wanted to tell us, we're just going to be right over there having coffee.
Mm. Okay. Oh, who's this little guy?
Oh,
he's so cute. He reminds me of my old dog, Tumor. Oh.
You are so precious, I could just take you home. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you?
Are you serious?
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, thanks.
What are you doing?
No, I'm really okay with this. You know why? Because look at them. Look how happy they are. And I made that, so, you know. I know it's going to be like a million times harder to give up a baby, but, oh, my God. It's going to feel like a million times better, right? I want to do this. I want to carry your baby.
Oh. 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 Thank you so much. You don't know what this means to us. Oh.
Oh, my God, I think I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
It's going to be so great. Hi. What's going on?
Oh, I gave them the puppy, and it made them so happy that I decided I'm going to carry their baby.
A baby?
No, I know. You and I are totally different people, though. And this is a totally different situation. And I know that I am not going to regret this.
Oh, I understand all that. It was just... that was my puppy.
Oh.
Would you ever be a surrogate for anyone?
It depends who asked.
What if I asked?
Oh, Mom. Sure.
Really?
Yes.
You're not asking me, are you?
No.
Yes, totally. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you!